From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our program. Last week, we commenced a series of readings from the book The 59 Revival by Dr. Ian Paisley. We are offering free copies of this book to anyone who contacts us. Listen for the information on how to do that at the end of the program. Now, this book tells a marvelous story. It is the story of God's visitation to Ulster in 1859 when some 100,000 souls were converted to Christ. May God send us another such awakening. I will read the next extract now. It tells of the setting up of a prayer meeting by James McQuilkin, Jeremiah Manili, John Wallace, and Robert Carlyle. That was the beginnings of the revival. Here is the extract. These four young converts were naturally closely allied in spirit, and they mutually agreed for their own edification and the salvation of precious souls to meet weekly for prayer and Bible study. The following verses from John's first epistle had been mightily applied to their hearts by the Holy Spirit and greatly prompted them in their decision. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. 1 John 2:20-27. The place chosen for the meetings was the old schoolhouse near Kells, and the meetings commenced in September 1857. During the long winter of 1857-1858, every Friday evening these young men gathered an armful of peat each, and taking their Bibles, made their way to the old schoolhouse. There they read and meditated upon the scriptures of truth, and with hearts aflame, with a pure first love, poured out their prayers to the God of heaven. The peat made a fire in the schoolhouse grate and warmed their bodies from the winter's chill. But their prayers brought down unquenchable fire from heaven, which set all Ulster ablaze for God, and warmed with saving rays at least 100,000 souls. These young converts were convinced of three great fundamentals, and upon these their prayer and fellowship meeting was based. They believed in the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit, the sufficiency of the Holy Scripture, and the secret of holy supplication. And these three great truths not only characterized the Kells prayer meeting, but the whole subsequent revival movement. In an interview with J.G. Lawson in 1903, Jeremiah Manili himself described the prayer meeting in the following words. The prayer meeting was started in the autumn of 1857 and continued for 3 months before there were any visible results. Two more men joined in the prayer meeting during that time. One was an old man named Marshall, and the other a young man named Wasson. On New Year's Day, 1858, the first conversion took place as a result of the prayer meeting. But after that, there were conversions every night. At the end of the year, 1858, about 50 young men were taking part in the prayer meeting. Women were not allowed in the prayer meeting during the first year, and after that they had a prayer meeting of their own. We had so much opposition and persecution to encounter that we did not think it advisable to allow women in the prayer meeting. The world would have said that the meetings were held only for the purpose of flirtation. We did not allow the unsaved in the prayer meeting. It was a fellowship meeting of Christians, met for the one great object of praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon ourselves and upon the surrounding country. This was the one great object and burden of our prayers. We held right to the one thing and did not run off to anything else. The Presbyterian minister, the Reverend John H. Moore, was favorable toward us all the time, but many of the people ridiculed our praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, saying that he had already been poured out on the day of Pentecost. But we replied that the Lord knew what we wanted, and we kept right on praying until the power came. I was reading there from the book The 59 Revival by Dr. Ian Paisley. As I've already said to you, I'm giving copies of that book away to anyone who contacts us. Why? Well, first of all, copies have been donated free by Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church. And secondly, I want to stir up an interest in revival among God's people. So please send for a copy of the book. Now we're turning to Genesis chapter 28. And we're going to look at Jacob's ladder once again. Remember, in our evening programs, we're following a series entitled Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. And we started looking at Jacob's ladder and noticing that it was a picture of the Lord Jesus. We considered the person to whom the ladder was shown, Jacob, the poor sinner, unhappy, humbled, in danger. And praise God, that's the one to whom God reveals the way of salvation. Now I want us to notice the position that the ladder was set up in. We are told in Genesis chapter 28 and the verse 12, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth." Where was the ladder established? On the earth. We are reminded that God has made it possible for poor sinners to travel, to climb, to make their way from earth to heaven. And of course it is by the Lord Jesus Christ. This was a ladder not raised up on earth to reach heaven, but let down from heaven to reach earth. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. He was born at Bethlehem of the Virgin Mary. He was God manifested in the flesh. He had come on a rescue mission. He had come to lift sinners from their sin, from this earth, to heaven itself. That was the purpose of Christ's coming. He had come to bring men to glory. The ladder was set up on the earth. God simply doesn't shout from heaven and tell man to do his best to somehow or other make a way to heaven, but rather God undertook the whole work of salvation and sent his Son to provide the way to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way." He might well have said, "I am the ladder. I am the ladder. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You will see that the ladder was set up at a place called Bethel. Bethel means the house of God. It's the gate of heaven. Jacob said in verse 17, "This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Praise God. There are places in this world called the house of God. That place which is dedicated to the worship of God and to the preaching of his word. And there is the gate to heaven. Wherever God's word is proclaimed, it may be the most humble building, it may be but the kitchen of a cottage, but where the word of God is proclaimed, and where sinners are pointed heavenward, there you have the house of God, there you have the gate of heaven. I'm thankful that I can say tonight that a ladder has been set up by which sinners may get to heaven by the means of this program. For you sitting in your home, or perhaps driving the car, at this very time as I preach the gospel, a ladder has been set up. It's right beside you, and the means of getting to heaven is right there at your hand. For as we preach Christ and proclaim his mercy and his love and his grace and his power, the kingdom of heaven has come nigh unto you. You'll see that the ladder reached unto heaven. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ reaches to heaven. He doesn't fall short. It brings the sinner right into glory. Notice what it says. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder sat up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. It reached to heaven. Right into heaven. You know, in the gospel, it is revealed to us that when Christ takes hold of a sinner, then like the shepherd in the parable of the good shepherd, he lays that sinner on his shoulders and he carries that sinner all the way to glory. This is a ladder that will take you to the very throne of God. I love the words of Hannah recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 2. And listen to these words in the verse 8. Speaking of God, she says, "He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory." That's the story of God's saving grace and mercy. He reaches to the very lowest, and he lifts sinners to the very highest. This ladder reached right down there to the dust where Jacob was lying, and its top reached to the very throne of God itself. I ask you tonight, are you saved? Notice how that Jacob sees the Lord standing at the top of the ladder. Verse 13, "And behold, the Lord stood above it." The Lord is standing tonight. Standing to wait, standing to watch, standing to help, standing to welcome. He declares from heaven, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." There's a ladder. A ladder is the oldest means used by man to get from one level to another. Praise God, the way of salvation is an ancient way. The saints of God in ancient times gained heaven by way of the ladder. Christ is our ladder. Will you climb up him tonight? Rest upon him tonight? That's what you do when you climb a ladder. You just rest in its strength. You trust yourself upon it and climb upward. May you rest on Christ this evening and get to heaven. May God bless his word. Tune in again next week, morning and evening, on Monday. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.